podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Jones! Bowden!
He's got it! England have won the World Cup by the barest of margins!
Stokes flashes it away through the covers for four, and England have won the match!
Well, it's not often an England football team and cricket team win on the same evening, is it? So enjoy it while it lasts. Certainly the England footballers did us proud, and also the cricketers polished off Sri Lanka pretty comfortably as well, of course, in that one day internationally. I sensed actually that England were trying to finish the cricket so they could watch the football. It didn't quite work like that, but almost. And well played to Joe Root and also Chris Wokes actually as well for their excellent performances. It was the sort of seasoned veterans that performed well, both for the footballers and the cricketers, wasn't it, with the goals by Raheem Sterling and Harry Kane. This is actually just a quick message to tell you about a special event happening on Wednesday night. We have as our special guest Jason Roy in the Virtual Cricket Club Wednesday night, and it's a free event, so we're trying to welcome anyone who wants to join and ask Jason a question between 7 and 8 p.m. posting a Zoom link on my Twitter feed at The Analyst is where you can find it. We'll also have a Zoom link on the Professional Cricketers Association website as well. The Cricketers Trust is the charity that we're supporting, and the idea of the event with Jason is to actually raise some more money for the Cricketers Trust to have some donation options on screen when you join us tomorrow night. So the event is completely free, but also there's the opportunity to donate different amounts to the Cricketers Trust, which of course is this really important charity supporting cricketers who've fallen on hard times or need support in some way. So that's Jason Roy tomorrow night. Members of the Virtual Cricket Club can join automatically. But if you'd also like to join our Virtual Cricket Club, the web address is worldsbestcricketclub.com. It's £6 a month to join, and we have live events every week. We've got Catherine Brunt next week. We've probably got Dan Norcross the week after, and we've got another round of celebrity guests after that as well. Greg James promised to come on. There's also going to be Owen Morgan at some point. So we've got some really good ones coming up. So you can join us in the club at worldsbestcricketclub.com. That's me and Simon Mann doing a regular Wednesday night interview with a leading player or leading cricket personality. So please join us. And as I say, the free link for tomorrow night, Wednesday night, with Jason Roy will be on my Twitter feed. Just also, I'd like to draw your attention to the next issue of the Cricketer magazine. The latest issue is out, and we celebrate the performance of New Zealand at the time winning that series against England Test Series and sort of almost forecasting that they might win the World Test Championship final. This issue went to press just before that final took place, but the headline on the front is "New Model Army, Why England Should Now Copy New Zealand Rather Than Australia." So quite a prescient idea, really, with New Zealand then going on to win that World Test Championship final deservedly, and really sort of setting out a blueprint for how to play cricket and how to play sport generally. And there's some other great features in this issue of the magazine. The July issue, George De Bell suggests that an amnesty about past Twitter posts might work. We've got Nathan Lehman, England's analyst, talking about his work with the England One Day side. Barney Rooney of The Guardian celebrates that brilliant documentary on Sky, Spin Wash. Mike Selby writes about Jimmy Anderson. We've got a very interesting column, actually, by Michael Carberry on racism, and a string of other great articles. The comedian Stephen Mangan talks about why he loves cricket. There's the usual columnists like Ars Nasser, talking about technique and pitches and verbals. Also a great feature by Vic Marks about debuts. And he highlights three debutants in that test match at Lords, that first test against New Zealand. Devon Conway, of course, who got 200. And Ollie Robinson, well, what a sort of interesting debut that was for him. And also James Bracey, who will obviously want to really forget that debut, a poor man, because he really had a hard time. We've got Kate Cross writing in the magazine as well, and Simon Barnes, the former Times senior sports writer, also talking about the value of Test cricket and the importance of it and the deep meaning of it as well. So lots of really interesting columns and features in this month's Cricketer magazine. You can subscribe to it by going to www.thecricketer.com/subscribe. And please join us for tomorrow night's event with Jason Roy, Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Go to the analyst Twitter feed or the Professional Cricketers Association website and you can join for free and be with us. Look forward to seeing you.
Podcast Network.